Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. You guys know what that means. I'm joined by my friend OKC Bubba at the Entric on the Twitter machine. Bubba, what's going on, man?
Not much, Bogman. Just another beautiful, beautiful day. Lots of baseball now. Like my sports tank is full, and I'm happy. So life is good right now.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we're winding up basketball season right now.
I gave up on that once baseball started.
Baseball season is coming around here, and we have the NFL draft right around the corner. So let's talk about two no hitters already this year. Carlos Rodon with the most recent one, and you know, we're doing the Line Star show, the on daily Line Star show for DFS baseball. And, we saw that Rodon was pushed back because of the bubble guts and hot snakes. And then he throws this no hitter. Welsh and I talked about it a little bit earlier, but it was really cool to see him go out and do that after having kind of a turbulent front of his career so far.
Yeah, it was absolutely awesome because, you know, he was a pitcher at NC State, top pitching prospect coming out of the draft. Everyone's concerned. I remember it like clockwork. He was throwing so many pitches in college. Everyone was concerned about his health, and it turned out he had massive health issues for quite some time. If you watched his interviews post game yesterday, it was awesome. Like, he was holding back tears, but talking about his story and just the trials and tribulations he's gone through. They asked him about rehab and how he's thought about giving it up a few times. And he had other offers for more money from other teams, but they couldn't guarantee him a starting job, and he knew he could still pitch as a starter, so he took a smaller deal to come back to the White Sox. It's just a great story all along, so it was awesome to see. It's one of the things that makes baseball pretty cool is stuff like that.
Yeah, and the Welsh and I, we were on the Triple Play podcast earlier in the week, and they were talking about the moments in baseball that you remember, like, you know, D. Gordon hitting the home run after Jose Fernandez passed away. Dallas Braden's perfect game was on Mother's Day the year after his mom passed away. Tony Womack hitting the grand slam after his father passed away. Like, there's all these little kind of fortuitous moments that happen, and they seem to happen the most in baseball. Although we have him, you know, Brett Favre playing for his dad. You know, there's.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right here.
there's all kind of moments like that. And it's just pretty cool to be able to see them happen live. But we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more baseball and then get Bubba's opinion on some of this football news we got. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, Buckaroo.
All night.
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Follow me on Twitter at Bogman Sports. Check out Casey Bubba at BDMTrick. And Bubba, tell everybody about the awesome work that you're doing right now.
Well, right now I am talking to you, which is awesome work always. But yeah, currently these days, lots of baseball content. We have the Line Star podcast. I have another DFS show I've been doing for 5 or 6 years now for baseball. So you can get all that good stuff. I got Bench with Bubba podcast for season long fantasy baseball. I got the Always Pressing PGA DFS podcast once a week, written content at rotoballer.com at Fantasy Degens. Fantasy Black Book doesn't really matter anymore for this season, but it will for you for football pretty soon.
That's right.
I think that covers everything. I don't know. There's always something. Just follow me on Twitter. You'll get it all there.
I gotta start getting my, as soon as the draft's over, I gotta start writing because the chapters are due middle of May. So,
is he moving the date up like he did for baseball? Is he moving it up, pushing faster?
I think it was the same one last year. Okay. I think it was the same timeline. Yeah. So, because so I don't do what I did the first year and write a complete novel. I tend to work myself into a corner so I can actually get it done on time and shorten it up a little bit so it's not an insane length. So
we can't put baby in a corner, but we can put Bogman in a corner.
Like that's that. Right. That's right. Bogman in the corner. That's fine. Let's talk about some of these MLB potential rule changes that they're, of course, testing out in the minor leagues. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, right? I was kind of talking about this with Welsh before because we respect, and we as in sports fans, I think, we respect the baseball records more than any other because the game has changed the least. I think from all the other sports, you know, the NBA added the 3-point line, NFL, they've gone to passing and making different rules. And, you know, I mean, the pass interference rule wasn't even around until the late 70s. So, you know, there's all kinds of different rule changes that have happened in the NFL, making it a pretty much a different sport than what was played in the 60s. But for baseball, it's pretty much the same. I mean, obviously, technology has changed some stuff, and pitchers are a little more specialized now, hitters maybe even a little bit more, but those records are more respected. You're not going to add games. If anything with baseball, you take games away. You're not going to add a game like the NFL just did with all of their records. So I understand the pushback to some of the rules, but I also understand trying some of them in the minor leagues. And the two big ones that they're going to be talking about in the Atlantic League adding this year, they're moving the mound back 1 foot. So it's going to be 61 feet, 6 inches instead of 60 feet, 6 inches. And that's supposed to, you know, just give another split second to the hitter. So maybe you get a couple more hits because of that. And the other one is called the double hook, where you have a DH for your starting pitcher. But once he comes out of the game, no more DH for him. Now the relief pitcher hits, or you can pinch hit for the relief pitcher. So they're trying these two new rules. Which one do you like them? Do you hate them? Like, what is your opinion on them trying stuff like this?
I'm cool with them trying it in the minors like they're doing. I'm fine with that. So they tried the stupid pitch clock and those, like the pitch clock that they brought to the major league that they never follow. So yeah, that was good. I'm good with the mound thing because I've read some actual research on it. And in my mind, you know, there's certain pitchers that are cranky about it because they've learned how to specialize this and spin this and do that. And I get it. But when they created that, like there's an article by Travis Sochik. He writes for The Score now, but he used to be like Fangraphs, and he's wrote some great books, like much brighter mind than mine. But he writes it where I can understand it. And he put a Twitter thread out plus his article. It's very, very helpful. So I recommend checking that out. And I thought it was dumb to begin with. And then you look at it, it makes sense. And you think about it, the game, the dimensions were figured out when guys threw like 70 miles an hour. And they're not doing what they're doing now. They're not throwing ungodly breaking balls. Like, these things aren't existing. So it is very ridiculous for a hitter. Like, the idea of a baseball game, we want to see some action. Like, the strikeout rates are almost close to 30% for teams right now. It's getting so hard to watch games at times. So if you're trying to bring in new audiences, that's tough. So moving it back, like you said, a couple miles an hour makes a huge difference. I've heard hitters talk about it on podcasts. I've heard pitchers talk about it on podcasts. And they both have their obvious reasons. But a hitter flat out said, if you give me like 1 to 1.5 more seconds, I can definitely hit that pitch. Like, it's a humongous difference to what's right. going on. So I like that. Because what's the difference to me moving the mound back a foot to change that? Our stadium is changing the where the fences are. Like, right. what's the difference to me? It's not. Now, the argument can be, you haven't been trained for this, this, that, and the other. Okay, that's fine. But that's why you started out at this level and you try to work your way up. That's the, and some of the smarter people also said, moving it back won't have that many issues with injuries. It's if you raise it or lower it, it starts changing your arm path, which changes your elbow. So
right, that because that's yeah. been the big discussion before moving the mound physically back was moving it down, lowering
more it. Concerned with that.
Right. So it's on a different plane. So you just see it out of their hand maybe a little bit better. So I understand that as well. So I don't know. You know, look, these things are fine. I think the double hook thing is dumb.
That is just get for the DH everywhere. Just get the DH.
Yeah, it's not that it's a dumb idea. Like, if they were doing this 15 years ago, I would have thought, okay, maybe this inches us a little bit closer. But because we had COVID last year and the shortened season and they did the DH in both leagues and look at that, nobody died, everyone survived. I think that that is something that's going to be worked out in the new CBA anyway. So yeah. I don't see that being that big of a speed bump to get us there. And look, it kind of seemed like, you know, with the rumors leading right up to the season that we almost got it anyway, you know, at least for what Yu Darvish was saying. So we were almost right there. Obviously it didn't happen, but you know, we were right on top of it. So I don't think that that is going to be, it's going to take that long. What about the runner on second in extra innings? Is that something that you like, or do you despise it? What's your thought process on that?
It's like twofold. I enjoy that it makes the game instead of going 18 innings. I like that part of it because no one needs those position players later. I despise it though, because now the 9 innings that you guys just fought for are pretty much worthless to me by putting a guy in second base. Like if you're a half competent baseball team, you're scoring at least one run. Now, obviously we've seen teams not do it. They're not competent, but more often than not,
I was going to say, I've been to an 18 inning baseball game. You know,
those are rough. Like, I get it. I don't want those either. I wish there's a fine line. So I guess if I have to pick one, I'll take the guy in second base, cause I don't want it to go all day long, but I hate the idea that you're spotting them basically a runner in a scoring position. If you bunt it over, now they either have to walk you or you can sack fly. Like, it's just, that part's frustrating. That's beer league softball stuff.
I was at a game, you know, I think it went to, I'm pretty sure it went to 18 innings, but this was the year after the D-backs traded for Shelby Miller, and he made so few appearances for the D-backs, but they stuck him out in the outfield because they were out of hitters. So
we don't need that.
They had to pinch hit for someone. So yeah, so they had Shelby out there playing in the outfield, which was, I mean, it was pretty funny. And the first ball hit right to him and he caught it. Out in left field. So it was pretty cool to see. But, you know, I was also at that game for 6 hours, I think.
Yeah.
And the girl I was with was like, if this goes one more inning, I'm going to the bar across the street and you just come get me when it's over. I'm done. So I was like, no, we can leave. It's fine. You know, this is two baseball games we've basically seen. So, you know, 18 innings, that's we can go. I get it. But
nothing else I ever do will take this long, I promise.
Yeah. Yes. 100% correct, Bob. So, but I don't know. Like, the thing that bothers me is that we're trying all these new rules, and once again, this does not bother me. But why can't they get replay right? Like, you know, Alec Bohm still hasn't touched home like Matt Holliday, and Braves fans have a reason to be pissed about that. And there's a couple other calls that they've done over the week that just absolutely have not worked out. So, I mean, they got to get that fixed before they fix anything else, right, Bubba?
100%. Like, if you're going to have it, make sure it works. Otherwise, get rid of it. Like, it's...
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Right. It's they're doing it worse than the NFL does. The NFL struggles tremendously with it as well.
Right, right. The NFL, I mean, it's just the time, right? It stalls a whole drive. It stops a whole pitcher's momentum. So just get it right. You know, we could all obviously see what happened there. Just get it right. It shouldn't be that hard. And you don't have to stop the whole game. But we got to go to break. We got to stop this whole segment. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit of NFL draft. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
Full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. If you would, please check out the ITL Patreon, patreon.com/ITL Army, where we're doing all kinds of great stuff. Welsh and I are going to be doing a secret show pretty soon here. Might have already dropped as this is coming out. Then we've got live streams. We've got group me rooms if you're a lieutenant or higher over there. We got all kinds of stuff for you. Rankings. The Welsh is doing his minor league rankings. He's back on the backfields, seeing a lot of the players. Got kicked out of the royal side of one of them the other day.
Whoa,
did
whoa.
You see that?
I didn't know he got kicked out. I saw pictures on Thursday close to Acuna's brother, and I thought he's going to get a restraining order. Me so excited, but
no, he didn't. They didn't like physically kick him out, but what they said was he said he's standing there. They're about to start, like a practice game on the royal side. He's setting up his camera. He's been standing there for 20 minutes waiting for them to start this game. And the guy's like, "Hey, bud, what are you doing over here?" Like all high pitched and weird. Like it's obviously way better coming from the Welsh. He told the story on the most recent ITL Fantasy Baseball pod. If you want to go back and hear it, it's pretty funny. But a guy just basically booted him from the royal section because he had called the Rangers side, and the Rangers said, "Yeah, come on down," but they both play in the same complex area. And Surprise. So Texas is fine. He said also the Dodgers are good, and then there might be one other team, maybe it's San Diego or Seattle, I can't remember, but in Peoria, that's nice. On the Welsh side of town that he can go see, but not all of them. Not all of them are being as
interesting.
I guess giving with their to the media is what I should say. A lot of them are still having super precaution, which is understandable, especially after what went on with the Astros this last week. Where and McCullers talked about that the other day, right?
After his start, after he got shelled. He said he could barely after the fact, hindsight.
Captain yeah, after hindsight. The fact is. You know, but I mean, what's he supposed to do? You know, he's going to sound like a pansy if he says, I shouldn't be starting today. Plenty of guys have played through worse stuff. I guess, wasn't he having the a reaction to the vaccine? Wasn't that what his deal was?
Yeah, a reaction. He said he's having trouble breathing. He was super sore and tired. So.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, he should have said, if that's the case, he should have said something to somebody.
That's what Dylan Cease did, and he got his start pushed back to Friday.
Right. Carlos Rodon had the bubble guts and hot snakes and had his
well, that worked.
Yeah, he threw a damn near a perfect game. I mean, that was so close too. He just nipped
by the toe.
Yeah. And they asked him afterwards, you know, what are you thinking about right now? I said that toe. So that does make a lot of sense. But yeah, so Welsh has been over there doing that stuff. I'm obviously going to be, you know, I told Welsh, I'm like, yeah, I told Bubba just to come on after the Niners pick. And he's like, well, you know, we can be on together. We're friends. I'm like, yeah, I know you're friends. But what I'm saying is if the Niners make a pick that you don't like and you're a crybaby about it, I can have Bubba on immediately after. So see, I already have this planned out. So there's no gaps, right? So it's pretty funny. But we talked about it earlier, Bub. And, you know, I haven't talked to him in a couple weeks about the NFL draft stuff. Obviously, the Niners traded for the third overall pick. We heard the rumors. Trey Lance initially, then all Mac Jones up until, you know, I think really Wednesday, Thursday of this week after Justin Fields' second pro day that the Niners got to go to. Now the betting odds have flipped to Justin Fields as the favorite at the number three pick, which is what we initially thought. We thought no way can they take Mac Jones with the number three pick. Once again, I feel like I'm slandering Mac Jones here. I like Mac Jones, but you don't move up to the number three overall spot to take a guy who does have limited upside. Look, he could be absolutely better than most of the quarterbacks in this class. I don't think he'll be better than Lawrence, but I could see him having a better career than Wilson, than Fields, than Lance, because he's set up on a better team, you know, depending on where he lands, of course. I just don't think he has the upside of the Wilsons and Lances and Fields. So, are you going with this betting trend, or do you think this is more weird NFL draft smoke and all kinds of smoke and mirror lies stuff?
Well, according to my Niners friends, they said, of course, Fields is the third option right now. They just went to his field day. Next week, Trey Lance will be back at three when they have his pro day. So just wait, everybody. Yeah, I think it's Fields. I think it's going to be Fields. It's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to it. Like you said, I was shocked when Mac Jones, the buzz went all the way to third. Cause I'm like, why would you trade up for Mac Jones? Like question mark.
So you just don't trade up to three. No. You could even trade with the Falcons at four after those three quarterbacks go.
Exactly.
But if Mac Jones didn't go to the Falcons at four, we know the Bengals just took Burrow.
Yes. That's Dolphins.
Your Dolphins, just took Tua. So then the Lions at seven, Goff.
They got Jared Goff. They're good. They got Goff.
I mean, I'm not gonna say they're good, but
I'm joking. They're drafting a quarterback.
Are they gonna take Mac Jones at seven? You know, I don't think so. So,
no.
You know, I think maybe you trade up to that eight spot. Maybe that's where, you know, you make the move to get
how much fun would it be? Is that the Niners made all those picks to trade up to three, and all of a sudden on draft day, let's move down.
Oh, no, I don't see that's out of that. What was that horrible Kevin Costner movie about the
draft day?
Yeah.
I've still not watched it. I just know it's him because I know what you're referring to. There's certain things I just won't succumb to, and that is one of them.
I mean, it is the Chadwick Boseman movie. So, it was cool to see him in it, but like, I don't know, man. It just didn't make a lot of sense. It was kind of it's kind of for love of the game-ish, you know, which is it's a chick flick wedged around baseball, which is fine. I still think it's a good movie, right? But
hey, that's what Bull Durham is. Bull Durham's a love story.
Yeah, Bull Durham, yeah, but the love is baseball.
Yes, true.
Right? So true. There's other love in it, but the love is baseball. I mean, that opening line where she's talking about her church is baseball.
Yes.
You know, it is a love story, but the love is baseball. And for the love of the game, it's kind of the love of baseball, but not really. But I think they could have traded up to that eight spot. So three to me just says Fields. It's Fields, right?
It should be because there's no reason. It was either Fields or Wilson for me. That's where I was at with that. And Wilson, I don't think is going to be there either. So Fields makes the most sense. I don't see why they would not take Fields. I'd be thoroughly shocked if they didn't take Fields. I'm going to be so happy regardless of who they take, because there's going to be some edge of some Niners area that's going to be so angry. It's going to be so glorious.
Well, you live in that area too. Yeah, so you're surrounded by Niners.
And they traded my Dolphins all their picks. So I am already I'm already living rent-free in their heads right now. So whatever they pick is going to be so much fun.
It's 2022, 2023 first round pick still, right? Yes. That's what it is.
Yes. And I think there might have been some swaps of some seconds and thirds or something. It's glorious.
And I think the Dolphins moved the 2022nd pick to Philly to move
to back up.
Picks, yeah. Right. So it's this year's first round at they have one for this year, and then they have one for 2023 as well. So
something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and look, it for the Dolphins to move back three spots, it's a great haul for your guys. But I don't know, man. The Atlanta pick is still bothering me. I just feel like we're gonna have so much traction on draft day that it's gonna be hard for me to place my bets this early. Yeah. I'm not gonna do it. I think I'm gonna place my bets as close to, you're going to get longer odds here. So if you want to place a couple, I get it. But let's look at a couple of these here real quick. And let's just go overall picks, just so everyone can know that Trevor Lawrence is minus 20,000 to be the number one overall pick. I mean,
seems like a lot, Bob.
Yeah. Zach Wilson at plus 1600. How can these numbers be so low if it's minus 20,000? Zach Wilson at plus 1600.
That's the sports books covering the rear end, just in case something really weird happens.
I mean, I would rather do I would rather take how about let's do Jamar Chase at plus 10,000. You know what I mean?
Go big or go home.
Right. Penei Sewell's at plus 2,500. I would rather do that one, but it's moved to the second overall pick, Zach Wilson minus 3,000. So not as good of odds. With the next runner up at plus 1200 for Justin Fields, plus 2500 for Trey Lance, plus 3200 for Penei Sewell, plus 3900 for Jamar Chase and Kyle Pitt. So it seems pretty much did I just call him Luke Wilson again? I call him Luke Wilson every time. So, Zach Wilson, I almost called him Owen Wilson right there. Zach Wilson is going number two to the Jets. Do you have any? Is there any outlying kind of maybe not because it's the Jets and they have been known to be crazy, or do you think this is just a lock and it's Zach Wilson?
It's pretty much a lock. The Jets are crazy. I'm not going to deny that, but they've done with all. They're taking Zach Wilson. I'm not going to elaborate anymore on that. They're taking Zach Wilson.
All right. So the odds for, and this is all the FanDuel Sportsbook that I'm looking at, everybody, for the number three overall pick is Justin Fields at minus 135. So, getting a lot tighter here. Mac Jones plus 125, Trey Lance plus 380, Zach Wilson plus 2600. So we both think it's going to be Fields, but I tell you what, I if I'm going to throw like $10 on something just to see if I get, a little bit of a payback, I think I would put it on Zach Wilson for the number two overall pick.
If he falls there, for sure.
If he fell to three overall for whatever reason,
they'll take him a second.
I think the Niners would snap him up, and that pays better odds than hoping that it's Trey Lance when we are all assuming that's Justin Fields, right?
Yeah, I'm 100% with you there. It almost makes me want to do because if the Jets don't take Wilson, they should take Fields. So you could play plus 1,200 Fields at number two and then plus 2,600 Wilson at number three and see if it plays out that way and go for the gold. I know you might be throwing dead money away there, but man, if you think about that through three rounds, you'd be sitting one happy camper if that worked out.
That's right. And those are obviously long odds and kind of ridiculous to play, but kind of like the lottery. It's nice to think what you do with the money just for a couple minutes here. But when we come back, we're going to take a look at some round one totals and some over under on some players. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I'm back!
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman, at Bogman Sports on the Twitter, at BDentric for KC Bubba. We're talking about the NFL draft and looking at some of these odds. So what do you want to do? You want to do positions, or do you want to do round one, player over under? Which one do you want to start with here, Bub?
Let's do the positions. Let's do positions.
All right, so the first one is first wide receiver drafted, and there's been a little buzz on this one, to be honest with you guys. It has been that Jalen Waddle is number one on a lot of teams' boards over Ja'Marr Chase, over Devontae Smith, the Heisman winner, which is a little surprising, but I do think that those three guys are in the top tier. That's my number one tier is Chase, Waddle, and Smith. So here are the odds. We got Ja'Marr Chase -950. To be the number one overall wide receiver drafted. Devontae Smith is the next at +750. Waddle is +1,000. I think after that, we're getting into long, crazy odds here. Rashad Bateman +6,000. Kadarius Toney +10,000. Terrace Marshall +11,000. Rondell Moore +12,000. Then Amon-Ra St. Brown and Tylan Wallace are both +14,000 here, which I don't know. I might put Elijah Moore ahead of those guys.
I'm surprised that Elijah Moore's not even on this list.
Right, exactly. So I'm not the biggest Elijah Moore fan, but I know there are some teams that really do like him, and he's getting some buzz. So, I mean, you know, we kind of look at the draft board, and we see that the Bengals might want to go ahead and take Ja'Marr Chase at number five if they think he's the best overall player. I think they should be taking Penei Sewell. I think it's ridiculous that they are considering Ja'Marr Chase. Not that he's not a great player. He is. But they
want Burrow to sit upright. Think about that one.
He's already missed half a year because of a knee injury.
He was running for his life, and then they finally got him.
Exactly. So for me, I'm protecting the quarterback. But maybe they go with Ja'Marr Chase. So +950 seems right. +750 for Smith because – let's just say that the Bengals go ahead and skip Ja'Marr Chase. Your Dolphins are up next at pick number six. We have heard that they like Devontae Smith. The fit would be right with Tua there, you know, former teammates. Jalen Waddle is also a former teammate with Tua, by the way, and both of them said that they would take Mac Jones over Tua, which I thought was a little bit surprising, but I think that's recency bias, right?
Yes,
that's who you just won a national title with.
Let's try to get our boy drafted. Like, let's push up the draft stock. We're all going to party together afterwards. Let's take care of each other.
Right, exactly. But let's say that Ja'Marr Chase doesn't go to the Bengals. They go ahead and take Sewell, or they take Kyle Pitts because he is a once in a while talent as well. What do you think about the Dolphins at wide receiver? Do you think they would go off board and take Ja'Marr Chase, even though it kind of seems like they may have their mindset on Devontae Smith? Or do you think Waddle's in play? Like, what do you think? Who do you think the number one wide receiver is going to be and which pick?
I think it goes after the Dolphins because I agree the Bengals better take Sewell, like, for the love of God, because we all like Joe Burrow. We've talked about that many times. Please protect that man. And the Dolphins, the more and more I hear about it, they're really in on Pitts, like really in on Pitts. So I think that's where they're going there. If they don't, I see them taking Devontae Smith. But I think they take Pitts. And that means you're going to get a receiver falling a little bit farther. And I think that's where Ja'Marr Chase comes back into play.
So, yeah. So the next pick after the Dolphins, number seven, is the Detroit Lions, who desperately need a wide receiver. I mean, Kenny Galladay's gone. Marvin Jones's gone. They don't have a lot at wideout right now. So it would make sense for them to take a wideout.
Well, here's a question for you real quick. With the way Goff has played quarterback in the past, all these guys would be good. But for some reason, what I remember from Jalen Waddle at Alabama, he'd fit like that why the hell am I blanking on his former Rams team? Woods. He fit the Woods mold.
Bobby Trees. I understand what you're saying. I think that any one of those wide receivers.
Yeah, they'd all be great. Like, they'd all be great.
They're so desperate, right? So I really think that, you know, whoever you put in Detroit, because who is number one right now on the depth chart? Let me just double check here. Rashad Perriman is their number one wideout. Tyrell Williams is their number two. And Quintez Cephas, who they got in the draft last year, is their number three. They still have TJ Hockenson.
Out of Wisconsin, by the way.
Yeah, they still got TJ Hockenson, who is a great tight end, but has been banged up in his career. But they really need a big target. So I think they should take who I think is the number one wide receiver in this draft, and I think it's Ja'Marr Chase. So
yeah, they should. They really should.
If they take a wide receiver, I think they're way more desperate on the defensive side, but this team ain't going to be fixed in a day. No. So they should go with whoever is best on the board. But so if the Bengals take Sewell and your Dolphins take Pitts, who did the Falcons take it for? Did they take Trey Lance?
I kind of think they take Mac Jones personally.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That could be too.
I think they take Mac Jones. Cause I think with, you look at the system, the Falcons have, honestly, the system can change, but they have a pocket passer already. They have weapons. You don't need a lot of mobility. Like, and Mac Jones, I'm not saying he's not mobile, but I could see Mac Jones fitting that mold pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. So that was the first wide receiver. Now the first running back off the board, Najee Harris is -170. Travis Etienne is +150. Javonte Williams +500. Kenneth Gainwell +1,000. Michael Carter +1,900. Trey Sermon +2,500. The other guys on the list are Hill, Chuba Hubbard, Demetric Felton. But your thoughts on the running back here, because running back isn't going to be in play, in my opinion, for a little bit. Just scrolling down the board here. Even looking past the Lions, Panthers have CMC. Broncos just signed Melvin Gordon. The Cowboys gave Zeke a ton of money. Barkley on the Giants. Miles Sanders and company in Philly. Melvin Gordon, I almost said, for the Chargers. Austin Eckler for the Chargers. Minnesota Vikings have Madison and Cook. They are good. Patriots, never going to draft a running back this high. We know that. Even though they could use one because Sonny Michel is their number one option right now. Cardinals just signed James Conner to go with Chase Edmonds. The Raiders have Kenyon Drake and Josh Jacobs. So, I mean, we're just moving on down the line here. 18, your Miami Dolphins pop back up on the list here, Bub. So they are the first realistic option, in my opinion, to take a running back. Washington, I think they have bigger needs than running back. I like Antonio Gibson. The Bears don't. The Colts don't need one. The Titans don't need one. The Jets could use one at 23. The Steelers could really use one at 24. And then I think, you know, from there on, anybody can trade up into the first round from the second round, Bub. So your Dolphins are the option at number 18, number one. Do you think that they, if they went ahead and took Kyle Pitts, do you think the second pick could be a Najee Harris, a Travis Etienne, or do you think that they go somewhere else?
I think with the second round picks they have available, they go somewhere else because we know, you know, spending a lot of money early on running back isn't always the answer. So they can wait there. And I think they'll go more shore up some more defensive players or find an offensive lineman right there. So
okay.
I think they pass. I like the idea of the Jets sneaking in right there.
The Jets sneaking in. Okay. And who would you say it's going to be if the Jets are taking running back right there?
If it's the Jets, because they like to do things the wrong way. But I think Najee Harris is awesome. I think they might go Travis Etienne personally, but
Travis Etienne.
Yeah, I think that's where they go. At least I take the value on it because the running backs thing is going to switch so much. Like you can make arguments for a handful of these guys in reality. So it's kind of whoever meets well with these teams and fits their molds or whatever. So give me the +150 on Etienne going to the Jets.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I look, this is a bet that would have paid out a bunch last year because no one expected Clyde Edwards-Helaire to be the first running back off the board, and he was. So that was it was surprising to see him go that early. So we'll see. But I think we have time maybe for one more here because we know Trevor Lawrence is going the first offensive lineman drafted. I mean, it's just too –
yeah,
I feel like it's too obvious. And it's
Sewell. If it's not Sewell, the GM should be fired.
He's -600. So yeah. Rashawn Slater +2,700. After that, it's Elijah Vera Tucker +2,900. So is Christian Darrisaw. And then Jalen Mayfield at +4,500. First safety. I don't even know if there's going to be a first round safety. This one is interesting. First cornerback selected because there's some good corners. We know it's probably not going to be Caleb Ferry. Fairly, he moved to +1,600 on the list, and he was the highest odds before. But now it's Patrick Surtain at -270, J.C. Horn out of South Carolina +180, Greg Newsome +2,900, Asante Samuel's +3,100. So Asante Samuel Jr., because we've already seen Asante Samuel play in the NFL with Tom Brady, by the way, no big deal. But the first corner, do you think it's Surtain, and is it definitely to the Cowboys at 10?
It's like every single thing on the planet is pointing to that. If that doesn't happen, it'll be the greatest troll job Jerry's probably ever done. So, yeah, I'm going to go with like, the only thing that could make it better is if Denver goes, you know what, we're going to shore up some defense in this division just to mess with them. But, yeah, I got Surtain going to the Cowboys for sure.
Yeah, I think it's probably Surtain as well. I mean, it's like you said, look, we've heard the rumors. It feels like we've heard these weird Jerry Jones rumors forever, and they don't ever take the guy that Jerry Jones wants. Jerry Jones is infatuated with Kyle Pitts. Jerry Jones loves Johnny Manziel. You know, Jerry Jones, blah, blah, blah. And it never is the guy that they link Jerry Jones to. The Cowboys pick last year was a surprise. We expected them to go defense, and they took CeeDee Lamb in the first round, which was a great pick. I think CeeDee Lamb has fit in great there. And with that coming back, it's going to be great. But I would hate for CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup and Zeke if they took Kyle Pitts. I would hate that nonsense. That's too many cooks in that kitchen. So I'm with you. I do think that's it's probably going to be Patrick Surtain. So first defensive lineman drafted here. Kwity Paye is -145. Jalen Phillips is +195. Christian Barrymore, the big defensive tackle out of Alabama, is at +900. Gregory Rousseau, +1,400. Jason Oway with his crazy pro day had a +1,400. I mean, to me, Kwity Paye is the first edge rusher lineman, however you want to call it, off the board. I just think putting him down to a certain team is what I'm not super comfortable in doing. So is it Kwity Paye to you? Do you like somebody else? And where do you think the first lineman would go here?
Now, Kwity Paye makes the most sense to me as well. I'm with you there. The question, like you nailed it, is where does he go? Does do the Giants go there? Probably not, but they could. That could be interesting. Denver needs to shore up their defense. That's just the way I see it because their offense is just so atrocious. They need to win tight games. But I think the Giants could be a sneaky one. I'll go Giants.
Yeah, the Giants, but see, here's the interesting thing is from what I've heard is that the Giants really like a player in the profile of Jalen Phillips who could play a little inside, a little outside, put a lot of pressure on. You know, he can cover a lot of ground as a edge rusher. And the Giants constantly do this, too. They take someone that you don't expect them to take, I feel like, almost every draft. So I think that could be it. It could be Jalen Phillips, and the odds on Jalen Phillips were +195. So you're making a little money doing that too. Although Kwity Paye is much safer. I mean, I think the earliest an edge rusher could go here would be Kwity Paye to the Lions at 7 because they need so much defense, but there's not a Chase Young in this draft. So it's definitely not an instant pick, but when we come back, we're going to end out the 3-hour tour. It is in this.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
On the sports grid. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid, you guys here. Endless love, that you know what that means. It's the end of the three-hour tour here. And during the break, you know, Bubba and I, NL West fans, I'm a Diamondbacks fan, he's a Giants fan. We're rooting hard for the Rockies here because they're playing the Dodgers, and the Dodgers just took the lead back as we're recording this. So we're obviously not happy about that. But let me ask you this. You are like me. Your allegiances are a little all over the place, right? Because I'm a Steelers fan. I'm a Diamondbacks fan. I'm a Rockets fan. I have weird allegiances. I'm from Houston originally. My dad's whole side of the family is from Pittsburgh. When my parents got divorced, we moved to Arizona. So, like, that is where my kind of weird stuff comes from. You're a Northern Cal guy. I don't know if that's where you were born.
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay. And you're a Dolphins fan. Is that a family thing, too?
No, I was just growing up Dan Marino as a kid.
It makes a lot of sense. My cousin is a Dolphins fan for that reason, because he was a Dan Marino fan growing up. So let me ask you this. If you had to get rid of one fan base in sports, being the Giants fan that you are and being the Dolphins fan that you are you getting rid of Dodgers fans or are you getting rid of Patriots fans? See, this is the hardest decision I've ever given Bubba here.
I'm going to go Patriots fans.
Oh, over the Dodgers fans?
Because I love the rivalry and the trash talking with the Dodgers because I have three rings that I can show them in a decade where they finally won their first one. The Dolphins have never won, so I just get trumped over and over and over again. So just get rid of them, please.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like your logical answer. Yeah. I don't like your answer because if you had gotten rid of the Dodger fans, that would have been very helpful to me. But I thought we were friends here, and I thought we were on the same page for the most part, Bubba.
When the Dodgers go to like the World Series and lose over and over, I get so much joy.
They just won, though.
But the only times they've lost before that, and they'll probably do it again this year, it's so much fun. Getting their hopes up and then just get shattered. It's like,
I don't have three rings. I have one, and it's 20 years old. At this point, so, and obviously I don't really have one, but that is going to be it for us. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Please check us out next weekend as well, and enjoy yourself this weekend. We will see you later on. Take it easy, everybody.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.